It's interesting, the sermon that, I don't know if Brandon planned that one or not, but some of the things he spoke about, I'm going to speak about as well. So I'll probably cut my sermon a little on the short side. I'm not feeling the best, and I think that the message I have is very important as we consider the Holy Day season coming up very quickly. Rather than stay home and feeling sick, I thought I would give it to you anyway. So if I struggle with it, it's just something I'm dealing with physically right now. I'm not sure what it is. It started last night with a headache. And I thought it was something simple and the headache would go away, but it's getting worse as the day goes on. But we'll get through it. This message to me is very important, and so I wanted to emphasize and present this message to you. When building a house, it's good to go and talk to somebody about what's the best structure for a house. Now, if you talk to an architect, he'll tell you that the solid foundation is essential for building the house. Or if you talk to a builder, he'll probably tell you the same situation, that you have to have a solid foundation in order to build upon the house. Once the foundation is laid, supports are put in, which permits the rest of the structure to be built. Now, Jesus Christ, our elder brother, understood this concept, and he gave a parable over in Luke chapter 6. So if you'll turn to Luke chapter 6, we're going to read about this parable, and I think he talks about the physical, but he also talks about the spiritual, and I want to talk about that this morning. I guess it's still morning. And I want to emphasize the spiritual foundation that we need to build upon. That is the title, if you want a title, Spiritual Foundation to Build Upon. Over in Luke chapter 6, you'll turn there. We're going to read this example that Jesus Christ gave. And we'll start in verse 46. Here he's saying, "Why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" So automatically he's addressing the individuals and saying, "You call me Lord, Lord, but you don't do the things I say." And notice what he says here. "Whosoever comes to me and hearkens my sayings and does them, I will show you to whom he is like." So now he's going to give a parable and explain what it's like if you come to him, hear his sayings, and do them. I think very important to realize what he's emphasizing here. Verse 48, "He's like a man which builds a house." I talked about that in the introduction. Building a house, and he's talking about the physical house right now, "and digs deep and lays the foundation on a rock." Notice he didn't just lay it anywhere, but he laid it upon a rock. And notice what he says here. "And when the floods arose and the stream beat vehemently upon the house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock." Verse 49, "But he that hears and does not is like a man that without a foundation built upon the earth, against which the streams which beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruins of the house was great." Now he's emphasizing the physical, but there is a spiritual principle here that he's telling us about a foundation, that we need to build a solid foundation, and that foundation is founded on the rock. And of course, Jesus Christ is classified as the rock, a chief cornerstone, as we read in the Bible. Jesus explained the difference between a wise builder and a foolish builder. And this is also in reference to our spiritual foundation. We can be wise in building our spiritual foundation, or we can be foolish in building our spiritual foundation. It all falls back on our how we apply the foundation and how we work with that foundation. It says the word applied in life. And as a result, if we stand firmly on our foundation, anything that we face, the trials that we face, the complications, the stress in life, we'll be able to stand against it and be able to endure it. But if we foolishly allow cracks in our foundation, and they can come, I'll talk a little bit about foundational cracks that can happen. But more importantly, I want to emphasize building our foundation and keeping our foundation strong. That's what we need to do. And that will help us in the times ahead. As we face perilous times And they will be difficult, and they will test us and see how strong our foundation really and truly is. So it's very important that we lay a strong foundation. Now, it's interesting, for the majority of us, we grew up learning the Word of God. And so that was the basic of our foundation. Now, we realize there are basic building blocks to our spiritual foundation. We know it's prayer. We know it's Bible study. We know it's meditation. And we know it's fasting. These are the foundational blocks that build our spiritual foundation. But that's not the end of the story. It's not just all about prayer. It's not just all about fasting. It's not all about Bible studying. And it's not all about meditating. There are things that we build upon that. That is our starting point. We've been very, very blessed as God's people. Many of us were taught from childhood the laws of God, the purpose of God's plan, mankind. So our foundation was laid from the very beginning. Unfortunately, some have never had that opportunity. Some come later in life. God calls them later in life. They laid a foundation, but their foundation was weak. It was based on the ways of the world. And those foundations of the ways of the world cause cracks and it struggles. And many people struggle as they are called into God's church at a later stage in life. It's not easy. But we've been very, very fortunate. Many of us have had the opportunity to grow up and know the truths of God, the foundations of what God laid out for us, given us the knowledge of His Word that we can hold on to and build upon that foundation. So it's a wonderful blessing. I hope none of us take it for granted. It's easy to do. It can become routine. Oh, we just go through the motions. Oh, we're going to keep the holy days. They're going to be coming up very quickly. And we just observe them. But brethren, as we observe the holy days, we need to realize this is part of our foundation. This is what we're founded on. This is what we've been taught. This is what we're supposed to hold on to and grow from the knowledge and the understanding that we receive on a regular basis during the holy day season. And so it's a wonderful opportunity that we have to know that our foundation is founded on the Word of God. And we can build upon that foundation as God wants us to. He's observing. He's watching our hearts, watch our attitudes. He's watching us and observing. Are we truly, truly building upon that foundation? Are we just going through the motions? Do we allow ourselves to have cracks in our foundation? And cracks will develop. Just like an older house. I bought an old one-room schoolhouse, my wife and I. And when we first bought it, we asked Tom to come over and look at the foundation and see if it was solid enough to purchase. Tom crawled into the foundation. It was just, I think, a three-foot crawl space that he had to crawl in. And he looked around and he said, yeah, he said, foundation's pretty solid. He said, you need to work on the east wall. He said, that needs to be structurally supported, but other than that, it's a pretty solid foundation. Well, just like an older house, foundations can crack. And now our schoolhouse has cracks in on the walls from shifting and movement. But just like Christ set the example where he told us that we have to build upon the rock, the solid foundation, that is the Word of God, that will enable us to stay strong. But if we build upon a weaker foundation, those cracks can come in and they can break down. And I think one of the examples, and I'll use him as an example, David. David built a strong foundation from his youth. He was very strong. He was close to God. He sang songs to God. He gave praise to God. But later in life, he started to have some cracks in his foundation. And you know the stories. I'm not going to go into the stories of David. But he used the mortar that he needed to strengthen his foundation again. When he sinned, and he sinned greatly, there were some tremendous sins, and he suffered greatly from those sins, but he fortified them by his heart, his attitude. His attitude was the key that David was able to solidify his foundation once again, even when he sinned. And what was that mortar that he used, that salve, if you want to use it? It was repentance. He used repentance once again. And our Heavenly Father uses repentance for us. When we find cracks in our foundation, when we realize that we're not as strong as we thought we were, and we allow physical things to take us away and cause cracks in our foundation, then we realize we need to repent. And as we come to the holy day season, which we're coming very quickly, now is the time to look at our foundation. Do we have cracks? We have cracks that we need to repair and improve. And sadly, sometimes we will find cracks. Throughout the year, different situations can put cracks on our foundation. But the important thing we need to understand is we have a loving, merciful, creative God who wants us in His kingdom. He started a good work and He plans to fulfill His part of the bargain. He gave us His Holy Spirit. He enabled us to be able to repent if we see cracks in our foundation. And that's the important thing that we need to realize. He never, ever gives up on us. Our Heavenly Father knows that we're weak, we're human, we have flarities that can rise up and put crack foundations in our foundation. But He gives us the repentive mortal that we need ourselves to correct our foundation and to make it strong again. That is probably one of the most encouraging things to realize, that when we are weak, like David was weak, we can cry out to God as he did in Psalm 51. You can refer to that. I'm not going to turn there. He knows our physical weaknesses, and yet he still gives us the opportunity to repent and overcome and change. He looks at the heart. The heart is where we really truly show. If we really truly are building a strong foundation, it will come from the heart as well. I mentioned about prayer, meditation. I mentioned about Bible study and fasting. Those are the corner blocks. Those are the solid foundations that we build upon. But what else can we build upon? What else does God expect us to build upon in that? Now, there's many, many scriptures, and because of the way I feel, I'm going to probably only going to go into the five key lessons that I want to build upon. I'm just going to quote Matthew. Let's look at Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, we'll look at verse 24. Here again, the same example that Jesus used as a parable. It says, "Therefore, whosoever hears these sayings of mine..." So we need to hear what God is telling us. We need to put that as part of our foundation, to listen to what God is telling us. The hearing, the saying of mine, and does them. You can be a hearer, but not a doer. And God tells us that's not what it's all about. You have to be a hearer and then a doer. You have to do what He tells us to do. It says, "I will liken unto him a wise man." So He considers an individual who is a listener, a hearing, and a doer as a wise man, because he built his house upon the rock. Now that rock is Jesus Christ, and we understand that. It says, "And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the wind blew and beat upon that house." And that's what we deal with in life. Many times we get things that really put a lot of stress on us, put a lot of pressure on us, gives us a lot of grief. Sad to hear about the deaths of so many people that Mr. Thomas, I believe it was, Mr. Thomas, had to deal with. I mean, it's tough when you have a close relationship, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that a little later, and how losing close relationships like that is hurtful. It's very stressful, very painful. But that's some of the life's trials that we face. We're going to be facing all kinds of circumstances in life. None of us know what we're going to be facing. We know perilous times are coming. And so we have to stay strong when these perilous times come. And they will come, brethren. We don't know when. Prophecy will be fulfilled in its time. But we have to stay strong. We have to keep a strong foundation. Because if we don't, like he said here, "I will liken unto him a wise man that builds upon his house," and that's a strong foundation. "And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew," and shakes the house. If you've ever been in a situation where physically the house shakes like that, our foundation could be shaken and beat upon the house. But notice, it fell not. It didn't fall because it was founded strong foundation. It was founded on a rock. "And everyone that hears these sayings of mine," and then he says, "and doesn't do them." So we have to evaluate ourselves. As we go draw close to the Passover and the days of unleavened bread, we have to look at ourselves. How is your foundation doing? Are you strong in your foundation? I hope you are. And God is well pleased when we're strong foundation. But throughout the year, we may have faced trials that broke down and caused cracks in our foundation. And here it says here, and everyone that hears these sayings of mine and doesn't do them. Now here he's emphasizing not doing them. What happens is gradually, it's a gradual process of these cracks coming into our foundations. It's not something that suddenly breaks the wall down. It's usually a slow, gradual process. And it could be anything. You have to evaluate your life as we examine ourselves, as we draw close to the Passover and the days of Advent. Are there cracks in your foundation? Are there cracks in my foundation? And if there are, brethren, we have to repair those cracks. Now is the time. Now is the time to evaluate ourselves. Now is the time to examine ourselves. Do we have cracks? And if we do, God is there for us. He's not just going to cast his work away and say, oh, that was a terrible foundation, and just throw it away. He's given us the opportunity to repent of those cracks. Now is the time to repent of any crack we may have. And then bring us back and say, start your foundation once again. Build upon that rock. Be strong. And have courage. And do the things you need to do. This is what we need to hold on to, brethren. We can also look at other scriptures about the foundation. I'm just going to refer to some of these because, again, I don't feel the best, so I just want to quote some of these. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 6. It talks about beholding, laying Zion's choice stones, which is Christ, again, a precious cornerstone, and that's our Savior and soon coming King, Jesus Christ, is the precious cornerstone who believes that he is our foundational point. One of my scriptures I do want to refer to is 2 Timothy. Chapter 2. Excuse me. I'm in 1 Timothy. Sorry. You went 2 Timothy. One of it didn't make any sense. Verse 19 is not in there. Chapter 2, verse 19. And this is what we need to hold on to. As we're building our foundation and we're realizing what we need to do, we're told here, nevertheless, the foundation of God stands sure, and we can trust in God and know without a doubt that He is our strength, that He is our capability of giving us what we need to stand sure. Having this seal, the Lord knows them that are His. So He knows who we are. We are His children. What a wonderful blessing to know that. And because we are His children, He will correct this from time to time. And everyone that names the name of Jesus Christ depart from iniquity. And that's why iniquity, which can cause cracks in our foundation, is so important. It's so important as we're examining ourselves. We need to see where we stand with God. Now again, because of God's loving mercy, we can truly realize that it doesn't matter what we've done in life. If we've made foolish, stupid mistakes, and we will, God forgives us. If we go with a repentant heart. But I find that very encouraging that in Timothy he emphasized, we are His children, brethren. We are His foundation that He's building upon for His family. He's looking forward to us being in His kingdom. And He knows that if we continue to be faithful and endure to the end, grow in grace and knowledge and understanding of His way, and continue to build upon our foundation, we will be in His kingdom. What a wonderful blessing we have the opportunity to know that, and we can continue to hold on to that. And as our foundation is being shaken with perilous time, we will stand strong through whatever life throws at us. It's a wonderful blessing to understand that. Psalm 62, verse 2 says, He is only my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I shall not be greatly shaken. Again, a wonderful scripture to hold on to realize Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Father is our foundation that we build upon. And we have that assurance that He's our rock, He's our salvation, He is our great God who is able to give us the strength that we can and not be shaken. What a wonderful blessing to know that. Now we realize many of the Pharisees and Sadducees had the truths of God. But they had the knowledge, but it wasn't in their heart. It wasn't grounded deeply into them. And so they attacked Jesus Christ because they didn't agree with Jesus Christ. I find it very interesting. They rejected the stone, the building stone. You can read about that in many scriptures throughout the Bible. Again, I'm not going to refer to those right now. I want to talk about five lessons. Five lessons of building upon our foundation. Now, these are very basic lessons, foundational pillars, if you want to term them pillars, building upon our solid rock foundation that we have started and we're holding on to and using to strengthen us and guide us and keep us firm in the faith. So number one is faith. As we draw close to God through prayer, Bible study, meditation, fasting, we'll develop a strong faith and trust in God. Your trust in God is your growing relationship with Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Father. Obedience, applying God's Word in our life. It's crucial, a part of the building foundation that we need to build upon, and that's faith. We need to hold on to that faith and use that faith to be able to face whatever we face in life. Like I said, perilous times will come. It's not going to be easy. When the storms come your way, you'll be grounded in biblical truth. You'll hold on to those biblical truths. You won't let anybody tell you, oh, that doesn't matter. You don't have to keep these holy days anymore. They're all done away with. As individuals will try to persuade you. Other individuals will tell you, the Sabbath, it doesn't matter. You know, just worship a day. Take Sunday or take Friday, like one person told me. Take Friday as to worship. Anyway. We won't allow situations like that to cause cracks in our foundation, to weaken us, to weaken our faith. But we will stand strong when we know what is right. We will do what is right, and we will have a strong foundation. We'll be trusting in God. And if we disobey Him, your foundation may show the cracks. He will be there for you. He'll continue to be faithful. He'll be waiting for you for your repentance. And so our faith is a pillar that we build upon as we work on our foundation. So the first point was faith. Our second point is family and godly relationships. And we heard a little bit about that in the sermonette, which I appreciated. That was kind of fits in well with the sermon today. Relationships are vitally important. Most importantly, our relationship with our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ, but with one another, with godly friendships. It's very important. People in your life, they'll come and go. We've all seen people come and go. But it's our Heavenly Father, our relationship with our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ is where our future family is going to be. The family of God, that's where our future family is going to be. And so we need to hold on to our family relationships. The physical family here on earth, we have the blessing to know and encourage one another and help one another. God desires that you love one another, that we care about one another, and that we reach out to one another and help each other build the foundation solid to stay with one another. When you see somebody has a crack in their foundation, we go to them and try to help them where we can. Not to condemn them and criticize them and make fun of them if they're weak, but rather to be a pillar for them, to strengthen them, to encourage them, to love them, and be there for them, to show the family that and the godly relationships that we're there for them. We're all together. We're all building the same foundation. We're all building a solid foundation towards the kingdom of God. And so we're here for one another. And we need to seek and be part of the family of God as well as godly relationships in the family of God. Third area is finances. Now, finances can be positive, it can be negative. God wants us to be good stewards of our finances. It's a spiritual discipline, a blessing that God gives us. And it gives us the opportunity to also help others. When we're financially stable, when we're living out, and God has blessed us in many, many ways. It doesn't have to be, none of us are going to be hugely rich. I've often joked about winning the lottery. I say, if I win the lottery, I'll share it with everybody. Well, I don't expect to win the lottery because I don't play the lottery. But anyway, the fact is, God looks at finances. He wants us to share and help one another when we have the opportunity. When the opportunity avails itself, that's part of our foundation of caring and loving one another, helping one another. Right, it says, living outside our means is going to cause hardship. It's going to cause cracks in our financial foundation. And if we live outside our means and accumulate massive amounts of possessions, which a lot of people do, you talk about multiple houses, people talk about boats and cars. And I was listening to a radio commentator, and he was saying about one baseball player, I believe he said it was, he had like 25 cars. You can only drive one car at a time. Why do you want 25 cars? Well, there again, his finances, he's now in trouble. Now he has to sell off the cars in order to pay off his finances. So finances is a big part of building upon the foundation, helping individuals. If you know somebody is struggling financially and you have the capable means of helping, you can reach out and do that. That's part of our foundation of showing love through sharing our finances. Food and fitness is the fourth point. Now, food and fitness, we are very blessed to know the dietary health laws that God tells us what is clean and what is unclean. Society don't care. They'll eat anything. I've even had one person say, as long as it moves, I'll eat it. Well, that's bugs and everything else. If you want to eat bugs, you're not going to be healthy. And so our foundation needs to be based on the Word of God, as we emphasize. He tells us what is clean, what is unclean. He tells us what is fit and what is unfit. Our body is the temple of God, and we have to take that very seriously too. As we're building our foundation, we just can't eat anything. We have to follow the dietary laws as God tells us to do. We have to be obedient. That's it. His Word will be our strength. It will show us the way to live. And that's why when we look at foods, we know we are very blessed to know the dietary laws. And if we do that, we'll be blessed, and our foundation, again, will be strong. We'll be healthier. We're not going to have the sickness. I'm dealing with sickness right now. But it's not because of food or anything like that. I think I've been around too many sick people. I do van service on a daily basis. I drive a lot of sick people to doctor's appointments and different places, and I think it's finally catching up with me. So I've got to say that it's not because I'm not eating healthy foods and not that I'm not fit and exercising and things. It's just sometimes our immune system breaks down. If you don't get enough rest physically, you can find yourself sick. But again, God expects us to keep our temple clean, our physical bodies clean, and part of that is the dietary laws that we keep, the exercise that we do, and trusting in God. These are just wonderful blessings that we have the opportunity of building upon our foundation. And when we're sick, we go to God and ask for forgiveness if we're dealing with something that caused us to become sick. A fifth area is fellowship with other believers. Now, he had mentioned about come to church. And that's what I was going to talk about. So I find the sermonette was very helpful. It's important that you find yourself supporting one another in a local congregation here. We're all hearing the words of God on a regular basis, every Sabbath. We're fellowshipping with one another as the body of Christ. And we'll grow and continue to build upon our foundation by encouraging one another, helping one another, being there for one another. It's just a wonderful blessing to be able to do that. And as you're building your foundation, you're also helping to build other foundations. And that's what it's all about. God, if you love me, you'll keep his commandments. That's all part of showing love towards God. But also, if we obey and serve one another and help one another, we're showing the God for one another, the love for one another. And as a result, if we are fellowshipping with other believers, we're not saying, I just don't feel like going to church today. I think I'll stay home. It's easy to do that, brethren. When you're not feeling well and you say, I'm just not going to go. You have to put priorities first. Sometimes even when we don't feel the best, we have to realize We have to be with one another. We have to encourage one another. We have to help one another. It's so important to keep our foundation strong with one another and be there for one another, encourage one another, help one another. When you wisely invest in yourself in these various ways that I've talked about, these five various ways, you'll become spiritually strong. You'll become relationship-wise strong, financially strong, physically strong, emotionally strong, and socially strong. These are all wonderful benefits for all of us, brethren, for all of us to seek the foundation that we're built upon. Turn to Revelation 22. Now, as we conclude in Revelation, we're very encouraged by Revelation's statements here. Revelation 22, verse 7 says, "Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keeps the sayings of the prophecies of this book." In other words, holding on to the values, building your foundation straight, strong on the prophecies of the book. Drop down to verse 12. "And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according to his works shall be." And so, how is your foundation? How's your work of your foundation? Do you still need to go back and patch cracks in your foundation? Now's the time to do it, brethren. Before the Passover, in the days of unleavened bread, we have the time to repair any cracks in our foundation. But he's coming. We don't know when he's coming, but he's coming. And we realize, as part of the plan of God, we have to keep our foundation strong, and we have to be able to face whatever life throws at us. And believe me, Satan is clever. Satan is the author of confusion. He'll do anything he can to take you out of the kingdom of God, and he will throw rocks at you, spiritual rocks, to break down your foundation. And so we have to be strong against the spiritual world of Satan and his demons. And it takes the Holy Spirit, and it takes a strong foundation to be able to resist the devil. Brethren, I want you to have a wonderful fall, spring holy day. It's coming up very quickly. I don't think I speak to you till probably closer to the holy days next time I speak to you. But to me, it was very important to lay the foundation, to look at ourselves, see where we're strong, and thank God for the strength that we have, and see where we're weak, and repair those cracks in the foundation where we may find ourselves.